Race 2, the Pin and Win Plate, 1,400 metres for the three-year-olds, and there are no changes to the form guide, and we've got a short one here, no doubt, Nick.
That's exactly right. Royal Symphony open 2.30, backed into as short as 2.15, back out to 2.30, the biggest single bet, 20,000 yesterday at 2.20. Showtime, 9.50. Hulalai, 19. Murahib, 6.50. Cliff's Edge, 17. Lone Eagle, 26. Toga Pick to the second best backed runner in the race, now an $11 chance. Eclair Sunshine, 34. Seb Fire, 19. Mighty Boss, 34. Conquest, 51. Ouyong Feng, 41. Metsun, 19. Holm, 26. Garrard, 15. Royal Symphony has been the best backed runner, but money at odds for number 5, Cliff's Edge, and number 6, Lone Eagle, and number 7, Toga Picked Up.
Warren, you've been seeing Royal Symphony going through his work at Flemington?
I've seen him have a jump out, Greg, but most of his serious gallops since his last run have been away from home, as Tony McAvoy describes it. He's taken him to Caulfield and Moonee Valley, and I tried to clock one of the gallops from the mounting yard at Moonee Valley at Caulfield on my phone, and I got him running home about 21.5 his last 400, but I wouldn't stand by that. But he looks to be smoking in a couple of the gallops I've seen with a stablemate just between races the last couple of Saturday meetings, and he was given a pretty quiet time in the jump out. Be interesting to see how he settles, because he began quite well in the jump out that he had, the little barrier practice he's had since his last run, but then he was back in the field and Duane restrained him to get him to balance up. But if he begins cleanly, I don't think he has to be coming from that what has looked like an unassailable position at times in his recent runs. He might be able to settle closer, but I still think he'd be midfield at best. I'd think from a wide barrier draw, Cliff's Edge might roll across up in grade, but Metzen looks like a bit of a natural rolling sort of horse. I think he'd hold that spot and roll forward to nearer the inside, and behind probably Showtime now, who's had the blinkers on, wouldn't be too far away. A Clear Sunshine holding a spot from the inside, and I'd think the favourite probably settles midfield at best.
Garrard with the blinkers on might go forward too.
Could be more forward, 1,400 metres with those blinkers on, and from an inside draw, just depends whether they're able to cross Garrard, but you could see Garrard being in the first four or five.
You were the favourite?
I am, because I just think he's such a raw talent, and he looks to have maintained that residual fitness from that winter preparation, particularly with the gallops and the jump outs that I've seen. So I'm with him, because, again, I don't know if it's the A-grade form, but, gee, we haven't tested him against better opposition, but he's been dominant against the winter lot of three-year-olds, and I'm with Royal Symphony. Murahib, you can mount a case to say he could have even beaten or certainly finished close to Merchant Navy, and they're the horses that head the Caulfield Guineas markets, both Royal Symphony and Merchant Navy. So that's good form line through Murahib. He looks to have come back well, one run without much luck. I thought Lone Eagle was terrific against the pattern of the day last start, and he might be able to hold a spot from the inside and just be midfield or even third pair or so, need that little bit of luck in the straight, but he's going well and he'll appreciate 1,400 metres. And don't know if today's the day for Toga Picta to be right in the finish, but I think he's a horse progressing well for longer races for the three-year-olds as we get deeper into the season. 1, 4, 6 and 7.
He just got better with each run, didn't he, in the spring, Royal Symphony, Matt? He's got a winning way.
Sort of, yeah, in the winter, in the off-season, wasn't it, Greg? And then launch into the spring. I just find this, the price and intrigue here. I'm not saying it's wrong, but it just sort of reflects a few different things. You know, he's been the raging favourite for the Caulfield Guineas for a long time, in a very hot year for three-year-olds, but up against these number two brigade sort of three-year-olds, you were getting black and white figures today, which is, you know, it's just an interest. I think it's the sight unseen factor. We just want to see him again, I guess. That's why we're getting a price today, but I expect him to come out and, yeah, maybe the big field as well. Maybe there's the issue of traffic that might be pushing this price out a little bit. But I've thought right through those wins that there's going to have to be a really, really special three-year-old to be better than him this spring. And I don't think we've seen it necessarily. And I reckon he'll come out today and win well. And I think people will think they've got a bit of a gift here if it stays at the odds it is. Royal Symphony. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him. I reckon he's a total star. Murahib was good behind Merchant Navy, who's, you know, Merchant Navy may well be in roughly in the same class as Royal Symphony, so that form should stand up. I'm always respectful of the Snowden camp. This thing won well at the Beaumont track, Conquest last start, on pace. I think it's got a chance. Garrard with all those gear changes, but I've got a feeling when it wins Royal Symphony, everyone will be going, it should have been $1.65, and it's $2.30, Quinny, or something.
Yeah, it will be fascinating to see if there is a groundswell of support, and as you alluded to, $4.68 for the Guineas and $2.30 today.
Yeah, that's the thing that I was trying to suggest. It was a bit interesting.
So you're 1, 4, 11.
1, 4, 11 and 15.
Yeah, the Snowdens have a habit of winning this race too. They won it with Long John before he won his guineas. They won it last year as well.
And so they win everything.
Wouldn't leave Conquest out of the mix. Where are you going, Dean?
Greg, I'm going to have a little something each way on Toga Pictor. I think he'll be better over further, but he's drawn a much better gate than first up in Sydney where he had no luck. And form out of that race is working out okay. We saw the horse that ran second in that race, Gold Standard, win the Stan Fox, and Eshterak ran well down here last week. And I just think at the odds and where he's going to be, I think he'll have an advantage in the run on Royal Symphony. Royal Symphony might just blow them away, and he's a good price. You can have a little each way on some on Toga Pictor and save on Royal Symphony at the odds on offer. I'm with 7 to beat 1. Murahib ran really well first up. He's obviously come back well. He's very fresh that day too, so he probably derived a lot of benefit from that run. And I thought Mighty Boss, I just think, didn't really handle the ground at Sandown. I thought his first up win at Sale was outstanding, and I could see him running a better race here. 7-1-4-10.
7-1-4-10 for Dean, and I'm going to go with Royal Symphony as well to beat for Murahib. I thought he was fantastic in that race behind Merchant Navy. He didn't have much luck at all, and Craig Williams, a 3-times winner of this race in recent times. 7 Toga Pictor held up for a long way in that race at Randwick. And number 2 Showtime. I'm 1 to beat 4, 7 and 2 in race number 2.